This is Pam Mack with audio file 5 for History 122. What I want to talk about today is the difference between science and technology. A few people got messed up with that on the test, even though I think Leinhardt keeps them separate fairly carefully. I have some notes for that on my notes for Cowan Chapter 6, but I'm talking about it now because I didn't get to it doing an audio file when I put up my notes for Chapter 6, and also because of the issue that I saw with the test. Now, the thing you need to start with is that we've fallen into the sloppy habit today of seeing science and technology as the same thing. I'm not going to let you do that in this course. You have to see them as two different things. So, if they're two different things, what's the difference? Now, the trick to this turns out to be, particularly with the definition of science. Some people use science to mean any kind of knowledge about the natural world. If it's knowledge about faith, religion, maybe you wouldn't call it science, but if it's knowledge about the natural world, many people would call that science. I want to use science in a more specific meaning for the purposes of this course. Science is only one kind of knowledge about the world around us. It's knowledge that's developed, I hate to say using the scientific method, because I don't think the scientific method as it's taught in elementary school is a very good description of what scientists do. But science is knowledge about the natural world that's systematic, that's based on experiment or at least systematic observation. It's generalized. To say that swan is white isn't science. It has to be generalized, it has to be turned into a general law before it's science. Science is also usually, though not always, mathematical. You can capture that by saying perhaps if it's not mathematical, it's at least predictive. So science is a particular kind of knowledge that does all those things. Now that's a very useful kind of knowledge, because if you follow those rules, if you develop that kind of knowledge and not say the kind of knowledge that artists develop, it's cumulative. You can improve on it over time, rather than going in one direction and then having somebody else go in some different direction that seems to be equally good. So it's useful to define science somewhat narrowly, because that's its special value. But then if you do define science narrowly like that, you have to be careful of how you use it. If your grandmother is using a cookbook to make a cake, is that science? Well, it can be analyzed scientifically. You can analyze how the baking powder causes the cake to rise, what chemical reaction is going on. But that person, I wouldn't say, is using science, because that person isn't using that kind of knowledge. They're using a different kind of knowledge, an experience-based knowledge rather than a theory-based knowledge, to know what the texture of the batter should be and how much to stir it and things like that that make your cake come out right. So making the cake is, by my definitions, not science. I wanted to define science narrowly as knowledge that's generalized, based on systematic experiment or observation, and mathematical or at least predictive. Another way of saying that, and this is of course a circular definition, but it's in a funny way it's a useful one, is to say that science is what scientists do. The reason it's a useful definition is scientists draw boundaries, and they look at things that other people do and they say, that's not science. And they're able to enforce those boundaries. If somebody from Newsweek is trying to write an article about, I can't think of a current example. There was this pyramid power thing in the 1970s, and there were these stories about how if you put your razor blades in this little glass pyramid, they'd get sharp again. And you can imagine the scientists said, that's not science. And the reporter from Newsweek would believe them. Scientists have we give scientists the right to define what science is. So, science is a particular kind of knowledge. And then in differentiating science and technology, science is also the knowledge part and the theoretical knowledge part, the knowledge of how things work. When I define technology, I include ideas. I don't say technology has to be a thing. I would call crop rotation a technology, or a computer program is a technology, even though it's not a thing, not a physical object. So technology does include ideas, but they're ideas about how to do things. Science is the knowledge about how the natural world works. Technology is the knowledge about how to accomplish things. And also the means, the physical objects we make to accomplish those things. Now, in that test question, when I asked you to pick an example of a science, an example of a technology, I was wanting you to talk about something like Einstein. Quantum mechanics seems to me the particularly interesting argument that Leinhardt makes about science. Now, some people use psychology, and that was certainly valid. Some people used medicine, used x-rays, and that was fine if you talked about the science part, the knowledge part, the knowledge about how the world works part. If you talked about what was done with that knowledge, if you talked about the technology part, I would begin to complain that this was an example of a technology, it wasn't an example of science. So something like x-rays have both a science aspect and a technology aspect. Now, that may sound a bit complicated. Actually, I'd like to make it even more complicated and talk about basic science and applied science and engineering science and technology. There's really a whole spectrum. It's not something where you can put things clearly in one basket or clearly in the other basket. But it at least you need to see that there are ends to that spectrum. And you may at times say, something is a mix of science and technology. But look for in what ways is it like the science end of the spectrum? In what ways is it like the technology end of the spectrum? At least see it as located on a spectrum. If you want to argue with me on that, and sometimes people do have their own definitions of science and technology, and as you'll see if you followed my link about definitions, dictionaries have some very weird definitions. Put them on the question section of the Blackboard discussion board. We can start, if anyone wants to start a topic for arguing about the definition of science and technology, we can put it there. But what I'm saying here, and as you get closer to the present, it tends to be more of an issue. What I'm saying here is I'm not willing to have you see technology and science as the same thing. For the purposes of this course, you need to differentiate. So, that's what I wanted to talk about today. Thank you. Bye-bye.